this piece in special, I'm using an instrument which I built, which is called Narva 2, which is a portable TV, which I found and transformed it through some bending and adding synthesizers. But basically it gets the radio and TV signal, and so I can sample it live and use it to play it as an instrument. So it gives some kinds of instrumentality to the radio itself, because then I can play it through buttons and sensors. This signal is coming from the public radio in Brazil at the time. And what I think is interesting, this kind of using pre-made material, is that it has a lot to do with liveness, in a sense, for the radio and for the TV signal. But at the same time, it has to do something which is very dead, which is the media itself, well, which is the portable TV, which I reinvented it to give a new use to it, because it was absolutely useless in the way we found it in markets or even in the trash. So by giving new meaning to it, it's also a way to call attention to the media and to the way that media product has sound in it, how the sound is transformed through media itself. And for me, that's something very important, because even though I make experimental music and technology is connected to all kinds of music, and so it's a way of creating bridges between different kinds of perceptions that we have towards sound, which are not directly connected to the way of making music, but are connected through their materials and through memories that we have connected to this media, to the music itself, and how it is transformed it together in an experimental form.
How did you get to these techniques that you use, televisions, for example, or all these technical stuff?
Well, I studied electronic composition, and I really got into electronics from software and hardware, and so it was a way of dealing with the material that I had access to in Brazil. I didn't have access to very expensive synthesizers, so a way of working with electronic music was to make circuit bending, for example, or hardware hacking. And so it was a form of creating new sounds from old media that we had access cheaply. And that's not only something practical or technical, but I think it also has aesthetical and political points to it, which for me are very important to my music making, and which I also think are very connected to the way we perceive music at all, through mediated through technology.
When we look at, for example, the radio or TV, we have a strong setting of what the audience is. When you now use these sounds for your productions, what kind of role does the audience play for you?
Well, I think there are many layers on these relations to the audience, because, well, you can have the direct layer, which would be the audience which is listening to the performance itself, but working with the radio, also I'm working with some kind of memories which these people have as well, which are not connected to the moment of the performance, but moments that they listened to the radio before, and the relation they have to the radio, to the TV. And I think that's very important to hear the piece. So, for example, when you play this sample, I think it has a completely different meaning of listening here in Germany or in Brazil or Mexico or United States, because, for example, the voice which appears is from a very famous country group in Brazil that is kind of kitsch, and he even the words have meaning. He says, I'm suffering and I'm lonely, and so everything adds up to this perception of the music itself, which I believe it creates some moments that which can be more powerful than only noise or only improvisation, which I can then mix together with these pre-informations that we already have when you listen to it.
Yeah, and maybe this fits to my next question. When I think of composition today, and you said you are a composer, nowadays you have a long history of music and of pop music with methods like sampling, covering. There's lots of material that you can use, and there's a long history of music, so to say. I wonder how you define your role then as a composer.
It's very hard to me to say, because that's a question for me. In a sense, what I make nowadays for my production is much more connected to process of creation than creating closed compositions, written compositions, or even on CDs and so on. I'm mostly connected to improvisation and making these instruments, so thinking that they are already a composition itself. The process itself is as important as the result. So, for example, for the project I'm aiming to make here in Halle, which is the Noise Crowd, basically I make workshops in which I create small noise makers, small synthesizers, speakers, and then we go out on the streets, make these performances, which are not really the performance itself. You don't have an audience, you don't have performers, it's all kind of mixed up together. And so the piece is constituted by all these moments, which are not just recorded final piece. And I think my role as a composer is more as a thinker, in a sense, to create these situations which are not directly connected only to the final product. And I think even though I had a degree on music composition, that really does not connect to the way I think music now. I think also the moment of listening could be also a moment of making and recreating. And this perception has a lot to do with the way I make music.
And when I was preparing this interview, I was thinking about these moments of listening, and I was thinking about all these hundreds of construction sites where there are small radios, and all the workers seem to have this pop music as a form of support. They find no trouble in their hard physical work. And if I connect this to the idea and the history of work song, kind of messed up, you know, about this relation between music and work and what is listening. How does it make you passive? How does it calm you or something like that? And when you were talking about the political aspects of your music, what is your approach to this?
Well, certainly has nothing to do with passive way of behaving to it. I think it's very important that jazz music has something to calm down and be passive to it. But the idea in my performances is actually to be very active, in the sense that you have to pay attention to everything. For example, when you participate in one of the performances, the idea of not having the audience and the performer, in a sense, is to be in a state of attention to everything that is in your side. People are playing together with you, the people which are listening, the place where you are playing, how the sound behaves in the place you are, what's the relationship between sound and architecture, what's the relationship between noise and the CD. These are the main points which I believe create some state of attention, which I think are connected to the sound, to the way we perceive the relationship between sound and the CD, the performing aspect, because, well, the people who I invite to play, they are not necessarily musicians, so they're not used to perform, so they are kind of tense to make these performances, and so it's a state of attention, and that's very important to me in the moment of the performance, to be paying attention to everything. And so it's a different perception towards the space of our daily lives, in a sense.
And do you think for the state of attention, sounds have to be disturbing in a way?
Well, I think that there is some level of not being comfortable with the sounds helps the state of attention, of sounds that you are manipulating and you don't know actually how they behave through time. So I think that's important in a sense. And also to pay attention to sound in another way. Because, well, when you have sound in the streets, music in the streets, many times if you have just pop music, many times you're paying attention to the music itself and not how it behaves in space. And I think with noise, it helps a lot to pay attention in space, because then the sound doesn't have as much information as in pop music, perhaps. And so it really helps to make create this relationship between not, there is not connected just to your ears, but to the space.
The essay's title of Walter Benjamin is The Work of Art in the Age of Mechanical Reproduction, written in 1935. Now in 2019, we already talked about it, you make music with technical materials like old TVs. Maybe one more time, the question, is there a critics in our nowadays society by using this material?
Yeah, well, for me it's always hard to relate this text to this practice, in a sense, because maybe the aura and the sense of this media is already gone, but when we look back to it, it can be a form of not looking at the media itself, but at the system, economical system that we live in. That's my point of it. And really, and so the technical equipment is really something that is doesn't say for itself, but say for the system in which it was created. So that's a point, a very important point for me.
And as you are now in Halle as part of the radio art residency, maybe at the question, what are the plans for Halle? What will you do here?
Well, first we are planning to make some workshops to invite people to participate on this project, which in São Paulo I call it the noise crowd, Bloco Ruído, which perhaps should have a new name here in Halle, I don't know yet. But we are planning to make these workshops where we invite people, listeners, to participate here at the radio, to create these instruments, to think about the relationship between music and technology, to think about how we can make these objects, what's the relevance of it. And then we go out in the streets to make these performances. My initial idea is to make at least 4 of them. And behind this structure, I'm creating some programs which are going to be streamed to this crowd, which is going to be in the street. So we're going to listen to the sounds of the radio through these precarious devices, perhaps I could say that, these radios, these noise makers, we're going to have this relationship, and then we're going to record the sound from the crowd and send it back to the radio, so we have some kind of feedback through what's the first sound and the sound which is connected to the architecture of the city, in a sense. And that's, for me, it's very connected to the public listening, in a way, how people listen to the radios in the streets, in the cars, in the bicycles, and mobile phones. And so, because you have this distortion of the medium, you have the distortion of the space, you have the situation of which listening creates, this space which is connected to the way of listening. And so the idea is to make this bridge and go back and forth between the studio of the radio and the public space of the radio. And behind all that is going to be kind of a narrative, creating a discussion between what is relationship between music and technology, how does it affect our perception, how does it affect the way we relate to each other, how we relate to sound. So this one giving a kind of a Hörspiel dimension to it as well.